Now, did you know that the lockout laws are not the only laws affecting late night trading here in Sydney? In fact, there are a whole bunch of rules that regulate trading hours and zones for businesses staying open into the evening. The City of Sydney Council are reassessing late night trading hours to encourage a diverse, exciting and safe nighttime city. They're calling for your views on where and when late night trading should happen in our beautiful city. To find out more on how you can have your say, we are this morning joined by Jess Scully, City of Sydney Councillor. Jess, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
A pleasure, Jess. Great to be here.
Now, what are these trading late night? What are we talking about here? What kind of rules are we talking about for late night trading?
Well, so there's this whole mess of sort of regulation and legislation and things that determine who can stay open when, to how late and where. Mm. And so you've got liquor licensing, which is the thing really that lockout laws affected. So, you know, you can't serve alcohol in certain ways, you can't serve alcohol at certain times, those sorts of things. But then there's also trading hours. And trading hours is, you know, when you can stay open, when you can open in the morning, when you can close at night. And those things are, those conditions are actually regulated by the local government.
Okay.
So we have the opportunity to change those if we think, hey, hang on, nightlife's actually shifted in Sydney to different areas.
And it has really, really shifted recently. I feel like there's been a lot of change lately. So I think it's great that we're reassessing these rules, these laws. How many businesses are affected by these rules here in Sydney?
I'd say there'd be thousands of businesses affected by this. So basically, if you think of a map of the inner city of Sydney, so everything from Potts Point and Rushcutters Bay right through to Alexandria, Zetland, you know, down as far as Annandale, that whole area in there is the city of Sydney. And as you said, you know, we've seen nightlife shift to places like Newtown, to Redfern. We're seeing it shift down towards Green Square and Alexandria, as we see tens of thousands of people move in there. But those places are still currently mostly governed by what we call local centre trading hours. So basically this idea that, oh, these are sort of sleepy neighbourhoods and you should never be able to stay open later than 11 p.m. And we just know that's not the case anymore. So it's thousands of businesses, and it's actually a dozen, I'd say, different neighbourhoods.
Wow. So we're asking local Sydneysiders to get on board, to share their opinion, to put their two cents in. What kind of feedback are you hoping for?
Oh, wow. We have had so much feedback already. So this closes tomorrow, which is why I really wanted to talk to you and to our listeners, because we've only got one day left to contribute to this stage of the consultation. But we've had over 8,000 submissions.
Wow.
In the last month. I know, it's crazy. It's because people really care about this, right? So, and it's so simple. There's two ways to contribute. There's a survey where you go on and you pick a suburb, or many suburbs if you're really keen, and you give feedback and you say, look, this is how late I go out. This is what I like to do there. I think there should be more of this and less of that. Or you can download an app and go through, and it's kind of one of those swipe left, swipe right kind of apps.
I have to say, I was on the app this morning and I love the swipe left, swipe right situation. I felt major Tinder vibes coming on. I was like, I'm going to make this city beautiful. I thought it was so much fun.
I know, right? But the wonderful thing is, this time you know you're going to be matched with a good nightlife, so it just works out.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. So these kind of this first round of consultation, it closes tomorrow.
Yeah, it closes tomorrow. But the way the process works is basically you imagine that sort of map of fun of where things get to happen. We get all this feedback. It's going to take us a couple of months to go through it because, you know, we've got, you know, I reckon we'll be hitting 10,000 by the time this closes.
Mm.
So we'll go through it, and then all of our planners will look at all the data. They'll come back and suggest a new map of trading hours. And then we'll bring that back to the public later this year and we'll say, hey, did we get this right? What have we missed? What do you think? And basically ask for community endorsement. But this is the stage where we can actually shape where the new trading hours go.
I think that this is a wonderful idea. I think it's definitely needed a revamp, and I love that Sydneysiders can get involved, can get on board. Everyone seems to have an opinion on the life of Sydney at the moment. So this is your chance to make legitimate changes and to really have your voice heard. Jess, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks, Jess.